be right.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to the Des Moines County Supervisors Meeting. March the ninth, or tenth.
March.
May, how about May? I keep saying that, don't I? There's something about March. May the...
March, April, May.
May the tenth, 2022. Is there any changes to the agenda?
I have none.
I have none.
I have none.
None? Okay. We'll meet with the department heads and elected officials. Sarah Doty, the auditor payroll clerk.
Good morning. Just keeping busy as usual. Nothing new to report at this time.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
How about the IT department, Paul?
Just kind of getting back in the office here from vacation, so playing a lot of catch-up and trying to finish up some projects here, but just keeping busy.
That's what you get for leaving.
That's right.
Question is, did you cut those trees on vacation?
I was gonna ask you, man. Thank you, Sarah.
I was out of town, so...
You'll never forgive your father-in-law for that, will you? Thanks, Colin.
Yep.
Sheriff Glenn Denning, how's the sheriff's department doing?
It's all going well. We had our youth academy graduation last Wednesday, so we wrapped up their 10 weeks with... We took them out on the river, did some boat patrol, and showed them around out there, and then we did a little ceremony afterwards, so... Had a great group of kids. We're excited to have them be a part of what we do at the sheriff's office, and the neat part is as they start with us, you know, that some of them are just kind of looking to build a resume or just kind of get some of their experiences, and a couple of them towards the end, they kind of change what their future plans were to go into law enforcement. So it's neat to see that. That's one of our goals, is to just expose them to that and give them that experience. So other than that, no major news at the sheriff's office or at the jail.
Thank you. How many jails? 60?
70 this morning.
70 this morning.
Couple going out this week. Really hanging right there. We have two juveniles out of county and then one adult that's the same that's been out of county for a while now, so...
Had a couple come in this weekend?
Yeah, we had a full intake. We had like six yesterday morning. We bounced up to 76 from the weekend.
You had six yesterday morning?
Yeah, yeah. Three in this morning, and just kind of what happens when the weather gets nice. People get out and about, and they're doing different things, but usually that'll level back out too.
I heard about one of them that you picked up. You gotta keep him there for a couple extra days, but I'll talk to you about that later.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Kevin.
Yep.
Rodney Blazer, maintenance.
Good morning. We've got a lot going on, but update on front steps. They're hoping to maybe start pouring on Thursday, so they're going to do it in a couple different multiple sections, I guess, so I'm not sure exactly when it'll be done, but getting into the last phases of that part of it, so that, and it's weather depending too, so hopefully we keep some dry, warmer weather and get that buttoned up.
Okay. Thanks, Rod.
Thank you.
Jared Lasker, South East Iowa Regional Planning.
Morning. Well, we have a number of things on the agenda here today, so I'll keep my comments brief. We had a zoning commission meeting last Tuesday, which it's a matter for discussion in the work session for the rezoning request. We'll have a meeting of our other board, the Board of Adjustment, next Monday evening for a special use permit request. And then we have a minor subdivision out for review, just drop it off in your box. That should be probably 2 weeks from today. So obviously we're definitely keeping busy right now. That's it.
Thanks, Jared. Ken Heidman, SEAL region for mental health.
Good morning. We're having our SEAL meeting tomorrow. All of our, our governing board meeting at 1:30 tomorrow. And we'll have, I think, six contracts that will get signed by the governing board tomorrow, and then we'll only have two contracts left to do. I know on today's agenda, I see on G, there's the DCAT amendment to the original contract, and I did get a call or an email from Tammy saying when that contract gets signed, there'll be two copies of it. She asked me to take it back to my office, and then DHS is going to come in the morning and pick those up. So
That's what, that's for that item G. And I'll be staying after for the work session on general assistance today too, so that's all I have.
Okay, thanks, Ken. Terry Johnson, County Auditor.
Good morning, just a 2022 primary election update. Absentee voting begins May the 18th here in the office. In person is from May the 18th through June the 6th till 5 o'clock. The mail to ballots, anybody that requested a ballot to be mailed, if they sent their request form in and we received it, that those ballots will also be mailed out that same day. So if somebody mailed us a request form a month ago and wonders where their ballot is, it's not going to be mailed until the 18th, so don't come rushing down here to vote your missing ballot yet. And then also we have to be open that Saturday before the primary election. So we'll be open from 8 o'clock to 4 o'clock, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, June the 4th for absentee voting. And just reminding everybody that when you come down here to vote or whenever you go to the polls to vote, take your photo ID with you.
Okay, thanks, Terry. Appreciate that. Brian Carter, Secondary Roads.
Good morning. Projects are moving along. It's nice to see, well, I guess we kind of spiked in the summertime temperatures, but it's nice to see the weather, at least the rain back off for a little bit. So plane blading we need to catch up on. I think one of the most common calls these days are potholes on paved roads. And truth be told, we just, between the rain and every time you turn around and rains, you got to put your blade guys back out and blade, and we just haven't had the bodies to do much patching. So if you get a call, tell them to call our office. We'll note it, but we just haven't got caught up on that particular aspect, which is frustrating for some folks. I know Tom received the call, but unfortunately, when you run out of bodies, certain things just don't get accomplished, and that's the way it goes right at the moment. So it is on our radar, but there's plenty of potholes both on the gravels at the moment and on the paved roads. So, project-wise, Pleasant Grove is still moving along. I still probably say it'd be 2 to 3 weeks before I could envision that being open back up, but they did switch over and they're working on the second half, or call it the upper half, whatever you want to call it. So if you're going to the quarry now, for the first stretch of that project, everybody came in from the east of the quarry. Now that they're using the lower entrances across the bridge area, so if you're going to the quarry, you'll come in from the west side. The east side will be closed, and they're removing that concrete as we speak. So I would say maybe a chance of seeing some first of the concrete poured maybe sometime early next week if things keep moving. Upper Flint, I think the stretch of wet weather here the last week and a half has caused the subcontractor to push back a little bit. So there's a chance there could be some work on Upper Flint late this week. It's probably more likely the beginning of the following. So that's kind of where that's at. Geode, I think they've got one or two concrete pours left. They're kind of small pours. So that one's as close as anything to buttoning up, but they still have some backfill to do. Still got that concrete to pour. So there's still some work there, but it is closer than the others. I hope within a couple weeks we're open on that. And then next week we bid Dry Branch Bridge, T-17, and that goes through the DOT, that's not here. So we'll know a lot more about that project, and probably, or perhaps more interestingly, the costs of that project. So, but that does bid on the state level. And yeah, other than that, there's plenty of stuff going on, but that's what's going on in our department.
The rock hall, are you going to start it back up Wednesday?
Glad you mentioned that. Actually, the rock hall started back up this morning.
This morning?
On the southern stuff, so out of Great River down there, out of the Dowds Quarry. Yeah. That's going to go today and tomorrow. They're hoping to button that up tomorrow. And then L&W, that rock hall out of the north end, out of L&W, is going to fire back up Thursday is the current plan. So, and it'll run for a stretch of time out of there.
Yeah.
So there will be that activity getting fired up also.
Okay.
And then it won't be too long after that, and the dust control will come along. It's kind of all bunched up this year. So a lot of activity. I just encourage people with that, when you combine everything we're doing, there was a pretty bad accident on 61 yesterday. Fortunately, everybody walked away, but I think Kevin, I'm sure, would say the same thing, but take your phones and put them down and pay attention to what's in front of you. Because I would bet money that the percentage of accidents caused by people not watching the road are far higher than they're ever reported. So the big factor now is that it's awfully late, or it's kind of late season, but you got a lot of ag running around now that would preferably be done by now. And combine that with road construction and turning trucks when the Highway 61 project's going, you have all sorts of trucks turning. Just it's busy, and you need to be paying attention in front of you. So I would mention also Mediapolis Road should be opening this week. I was told tomorrow. Can't swear by that. It's not my project, but I was up there yesterday, and they are basically the patches are in, and they're rebuilding the shoulders where they put those culverts in. So hopefully that holds true, and that'll open tomorrow. That would be a really good thing up in that area. So I guess I want to mention that also.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Yep.
Janelle, how's the treasurer's office?
Good morning. We're busy. Like I said, the delinquent notices went out last week, so we've been bombarded with phone calls, and some of those fines are trickling in. But I would mention that this Friday is the last day to pay to avoid publication. So other than that, they can still continue to pay, but if you don't want to be in the paper, Friday's the deadline.
Okay. Thanks, Janelle. Brooke, how's it? Everything out best?
Good. Keeping busy. I had spring school a couple weeks ago. That was a week of training. Now I'm working on cross accreditation with Vietnam Vets of America, which should be my last cross accreditation that I'm working on. That's 30 additional hours of training. So keeping busy with that. Of course, phone calls are nonstop, but just keeping busy, and that's about it.
Okay, thank you. Chris Pogueball, Public Health.
Good morning. We're also keeping busy. I really don't have anything new to report. We do have an agenda item.
Okay. Thank you. And our Natalie was in this morning. She said that the reporter's office was going fine. She had a meeting that started a Zoom meeting out in Des Moines. So she's on that meeting now, so she won't be here yet. Moving on to fourth point. Do you have any correspondence?
I have none.
Tom, do you have any correspondence?
I do not.
I do not either. And there isn't any here, so we shall move on to discussion and vote. We have the Iowa DNR 28E agreement. And this is the agreement that we had the work session on with Chris last week. So, and this pertains to groundwater and well, everything. So what's your deal with going to go on this?
Yeah, let's get it on.
I'll second that. My only concern with that 2080 agreement is that it did not create additional liability for the county, and that we learned in last week's work session that it did not create that liability. So I would second that motion.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey?
Yes. Can we stamp, Carrie, can we stamp these with the state and then side sign them?
Maybe back by your signature
back,
page. Do all three of you sign on the signature?
Yeah. Well, it doesn't have.
Or is it just you?
It's just the chairperson only, and then you.
Okay, I'd put your approval stamp back there, and not on the front of it.
That way these guys can't say, well, we didn't know anything about that. And Carrie signed that, so. We hold this up to the screen. Can you sign this, Tom?
Not any more allegedly than I usually sign.
Good point. Okay, we have a resolution for the final plat of the Etkin subdivision. J. Jared, that would be you. You want to...
Minor subdivision, but it's probably one of the larger ones we've handled. This is the total acreage. So basically, this is about 160-acre farm property that was surveyed in its entirety. The vast majority, about 144 acres, lot two, is all planned to be sold. It's all farmland right now, and that will be sold to a different person who will continue to farm it. But the family that currently owns it intends to keep two separate pieces, hence lots one and three. Lot one along 45th Avenue is going to be kept in the family trust. That's about 13 acres. And then lot three, which is along the levee on the east side, is a little wooded area that will be kept by a family member for private recreational purposes. That's about 8 acres. So the big issue we initially encountered with this one is access, given the presence of a couple of drainage ditches in this area. As of now, everything east of that drainage ditch on the west side of the property is accessed through the neighboring property to the south, over to 160th Street. So we learned that there was no official recorded easement as of yet for that property. It had just been an informal agreement to use that ever since. So they have since last month recorded a 33-foot wide easement for access to all this property from the county road system. So that is official going forward. And then that on the plat, that 33-foot strip is extended all the way through lot two so that it provides access to lot three as well. We also noticed that even despite not technically being landlocked because of the presence of that ditch, there's currently only one entrance to this property along 45th Avenue, and it goes directly onto Auditor Parcel C, which is adjacent to lot one, and there's a house on that one right now. And that's actually the same person that's gonna be buying lot three. And so initially it sounded like their intention was to just continue using that access for both lot one and the portion of lot two west of that ditch, but we were able to persuade them that going forward, being able to have a direct access from 45th Avenue as a contingency if there are ever to be issues in the future with going through that other property, that they agreed to have it be so that they would establish an entrance right at the point where lot one and two, the boundary along 45th, and that could be a shared entrance. And subsequently, the secondary roads did confirm that they would allow an entrance, one additional entrance at that location that could be shared by both of those lots. And so we have added a condition onto the plat, noting that those lots one and two shall share an access from 45th, at where they intersect. And then also we did get a comment from the NRCS, Natural Resource Conservation, noting that there is an agreement in place prior tree planting and maintenance through the REAP program with DNR. And that applies to lot three, what is essentially has been surveyed as lot three. And that's an agreement that lasts through 2037. So as we understand it, that recreational use of the property would not conflict with that agreement so long as that tree planting is maintained. So just for the record, we've included a condition noting that the owner of lot three shall maintain the property in accordance with that agreement with the specific number listed there. So with that, we recommend approval of Etkin subdivision with those two conditions.
Sounds good. Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broeker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Jared will sign these after
the
meeting for you.
Yep.
Okay, moving on, we have resolutions for the 2022-36 final plat for the Lang ASKG subdivision.
Thankfully, this one is quite a bit simpler than the other one. So it's a one-lot subdivision on Fife Road, northwest of Burlington. Basically what happened here is you got a 40-acre lot that they're interested in selling in parts. And earlier this year, they had surveyed off a few acres with the existing house, a couple of ag buildings, and a pond. Since there was somebody they had in mind that was interested in buying that. But subsequently, after it was recorded, reaching back out to that person, they're apparently actually interested in purchasing all of the acreage to the west and north of the ravine as well, which is where they have a pasture and cattle operation there. And so, unfortunately, because it's larger than what they had previously surveyed off, that triggered the need for a subdivision. So in this case, it's pretty simple. They're just splitting off about 13 acres. It's intended to be sold along with the parcel with the house to the east, but technically, because it has its own driveway access from Fife Road, separate from the house driveway, it could technically that would be fine if it were to be sold in the future, because it separately from the house, because it would have its own access going forward. So apart from secondary roads, noting that they need to use that existing access, which is the plan anyway, we did not receive any significant comments about this one, so we recommend approval as submitted.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Yes. We will sign these after we also hear.
Thank you.
Now we have the approval for the proposal for professional engineering service for Des Moines County Bridge FR-11 FHWA 143211. That would be you, Mr. Carter.
Yep, this is we have three different contracts, they're all on different agenda items. We've talked about all of these multiple times. This bridge, particular one, is on Upper Flint Road. Because of the style of bridge, it'll have to be a deck overlay, and then if there's needed, some full depth patching. But the total, which will not be the final total because things always come up in all of this, but for the preliminary part of this, it's, if you add it all up, it's about $15,300. We'll pay for this out of farm to market is the intention. And this is working towards the deck on that bridge being upgraded. Like I said, this would be an overlay, or it'd be a mill and fill essentially, but obviously it's concrete on a bridge. So I would recommend approval.
Okay.
Move to approve.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Broker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yep.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, I don't think that's gonna matter. If it's not federal, then it doesn't really matter.
Yep.
Similar conversation, slightly different project. This is a little different style of bridge. It's still going to be a job replacing the deck. My guess is it'll be a full deck replacement if I had to guess. But that is part of the process we'll go through with the consultant to decide exactly what the scope of the project will be. If you tally it all up, it's $20,400. A little bit more complicated of a project, that's why the difference is higher, but either way, this is on North Gear. Yet again, we've talked about this for a long while too. This will kind of finish up that segment from Flint Bottom into West Burlington. This is kind of that last part of it, so I would recommend approval on this also.
Move to approve.
Second.
Clara?
Shane McCampbell?
Yes.
Tom Broker?
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Okay.
This is one that you took us out there with a chain rag on it.
Yeah, you just, it was kind of random, I guess we'll call it good luck timing, but this is the one that when we went through, they were actually doing the drag on. We did that on 8 different bridges, and four of them are in our program for, one's in replacement, the other 3 are these projects for the deck replacements, and the other 4 are in there as basically patching projects. So they all, we suspected that they needed the work, and they all need the work.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
You're not done with me yet.
I know that. We have approval for the proposal for professional engineering service for Des Moines County Bridge, PG 27, FHWA 143,945.
Same thing as the last one I just talked about. If you totaled up, it's 20,400. It's a very similar project to the last one on here. This is on Pleasant Grove Road. It's the only bridge it's on Danville Road in Pleasant Grove Township. Sorry about that. Bridge over Flint Creek. Same thing. Deck just needs work. Everything else is in pretty good shape. So I would recommend approval on this also.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Thank you.
Year 23 amendment to original contract. Ken, you want to explain any of this to us?
I just got the email is all. I don't serve on the DCAT board. So I did hear that DHS is going to stop by and pick them up tomorrow morning from my office.
The amendment to the contract is effective July 1st, 2022 between the Iowa Department of Human Service and Des Moines County Contractor. Amendment to the contract as follows. Revision 1, contract duration. Contract is hereby extended from July 1, 2022 through June 30, 2023. Revision 2, the section 1.3.4.1 pricing. The maximum amount of contractors will be compensated is hereby amended to $110,000 for the entire term of the contract. Revision 3, section 1.3.4.1 payment table. Contract payments are amended as follows. And then it goes down for your units. Now, if anybody wants to read this, it will be in the auditor's office. So, contract duration, amount not to exceed 7/1/22 to 6/30/23, $25,000. And from 7/1/23 to 6/3/24, not to exceed $50,000.
Move to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brokaw.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes.
Already signed by the other group?
No.
Well, okay, so I may have to take both of them and get this other signature.
Terry, I believe, has to sign it, don't you?
Okay. I'll take whatever I need to take.
Yeah, I'll just need to make copies of them before you take them.
Sure.
I'll set these in here for you. Okay, personnel actions. Recorder's office. We have one for Jennifer Patterson. It's a 12-month step increase. Previous rate $48,397. The new rate $49,021.88.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Sarah.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Then we have conservation. We have three of them here. We'll do them all three at once here. We have Tanner Earhart, Natural Resource Manager. Promotion. The new rate is $39,025.54. Doesn't say what the previous rate was. Then we have Tanner Gearhart, which is a new hire. This is new
Trenton.
Hire. At $15. Now, what have we got two of them for?
One's Tanner, one's... Yeah. One's Tanner,
Trenton.
One's Trenton.
Well, it is, isn't it? Sorry about that, people.
That's all right.
Trenton Gearhart. New hire. Rate $15 an hour. And the next one is Derek Kester, promotion. Previous rate $15 an hour to $17 an hour.
Move to approve all three.
Second.
Sarah.
Shane McCampbell.
Yes.
Tom Brooker.
Yes.
Jim Carrey.
Yes. Moving on, reports. We have the report for the fees collected on the recorders, the Veterans Fair for monthly reports for April 2022, and General Assistance Month report for April of 2022. These reports will be on file in the auditor's office. You're viewing at your discretion.
Yesterday by I believe Brad Stevens at 34 Raceways.
Yeah.
And they haven't been able to have a race because of weather, so they're having a race Saturday night, and J&M Displays offered to put on a fireworks display to help them out a little bit. Of course, Monday was too late to get on the agenda, So I sort of promised him that we'd figure out a way to hold a special meeting. So maybe Thursday, if that would work for either one or both of you, I'll attend by WebEx, and if at least one of you can be there, we could approve that fireworks and help out a local business.
How about Thursday at 9:30 instead of 9?
That'll work for me.
Okay. How about you, Shane?
I'm good with that.
That works for Shane, so.
Perfect.
Perfect.
Brad, the guy really appreciates it. This was he's struggled with COVID and everything, so this would be nice.
Yeah.
We'll get an agenda sent out either this afternoon or early tomorrow morning. So.
Okay. That's fine. Wish him luck, because the weather has not been with him, I'll tell you.
Oh.
It brings a lot of, believe it or not, that racetrack brings a lot of business in town.
Okay. Now you can go to your committee.
Can I go to, I was just getting ready to ask
you. You're allowed now.
Terry says I can go to committee report.
Start with Shane. I left my phone in the other room. I'll be back in just a minute.
Yeah, I brought my wrong notebook, and I had two reports. I can't remember what the meetings were, Jimmy.
Yep.
I apologize.
Okay.
Tom
and I, we both attended a meeting with the Conservation Board. Talked over some stuff out there, and so we had a better understanding of each board, so that's about all I had.
Is it 9:30 or was that 9, Jimmy, on Thursday?
Tom, I just told him you and I had a Conservation Board meeting with their board, kind of get an understanding of where each board's coming from, so that's all I had.
Okay, and I, besides that, Des Moines County Emergency Management, or basically the DESCOM board, had a meeting Thursday evening to approve the union agreement between the DESCOM employees and the DESCOM board. So that contract is settled.
Okay.
That's all I had.
Okay. Now we have public input. We'll give you 2 minutes to call. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. That's 319-753-8203, extension 4. Or email board@dmcounty.com. That's board@dmcounty.com, and we'll give you 2 minutes.
I do want to give a big shout out to DESCOM. I'm gonna be dropping off some donuts and pizza, and to the ambulance crew, the fire department. Be dropping off this week some donuts and pizza. They had to save my daughter's life again, and just grateful. It's been a long week, but. Man, they showed up, and I was a little bit panicked. I hope that tape never comes out. When I made that phone call, it was a little ugly. But just grateful we've got good services here in Des Moines County. I'm really grateful for them today. That's it.
Trent.
Yes.
You snuck in on us. How's the attorney's office?
I came down for the work session. Right now I've been upstairs. We're hearing the hearings on tax reviews. So, I don't know, I wasn't ready to brief. I mean, everything's busy over there like normal, but nothing significant to report, so.
That's good. Kevin, go out getting some more business in.
Working on it. He's always working on it.
Colin, you got a little soft on vacation, you know. this number, I think you really ought to go up and chop some wood.
Yeah. I got enough sun here last week to last me the rest of the year, I think, already, so.
Sarah's not going to let you forget that, you know that. Okay, the time is up. So, with a aye, we're out of here.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, give us about 5